was Misery, right?
That was indeed.
That was wonderful. And I'm only stopping because I need to let everybody know this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. And you guys, Esher Keo is who we are listening to right now. And what is your name, sir?
My full name is...
Yeah, go for your full name.
Ryan Burgell.
Yeah, and over here, what you have on the keys...
Yeah, Scotton Price.
Yeah, and how old are you guys? I don't usually ask people's ages, but I'm really excited about this. How old are you guys?
We are both 24.
24.
24 years old. You guys have some good talent happening here.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you guys. I'm sorry. You got your friend's mom. It's rough, man. Is this the first time you guys ever...
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We do.
Is this the first time you guys have ever been on the radio?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's very cool. And I'm sorry. It's like your buddy's mom. You're like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. Like, what the heck? So you have another song, right? One or two?
We have one more.
One more. All right, let it rip, man.
Awesome.
Here we go.
This one is called C'est la vie.
Yay. All right. That was another beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Really and truly. Scott, you want to come over here now so you can like get into the mic? That was the last song, and that was C'est La Vie, which is a fan. And if you want to sit down and just bring the mic down so you can like sit and talk to me for a minute, and then I'm going to go into playing some more music. But first of all, I just need to say, and I was going to not mention to anybody that I knew you guys, but I can't help it. I'm terrible. I'm terrible like that. So, I mean, to me, you guys were so insane as teenagers. I never would have ever, ever expected.
Quite the boisterous crowd.
I would never have expected such soft and delicate, beautiful music.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Your lyrics are fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're doing
a great job.
Yeah. Trying, working at it every day. So.
Yeah, I need to bring your mic up a little bit here. Talk into it again.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. Scott, you want to talk? See if I got your mic on?
Hello.
Perfect. All right, so are you guys living in Boston now?
We are, yes, in the wonderful town of Brighton.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, technically Boston, but also Brighton.
It's like two things. Yeah, and you guys are playing out a little bit, right?
Yeah, we're trying to make our way around. We've been doing a lot of stuff primarily in New Hampshire and Maine, but we're trying to mosey our way into the Boston scene.
Yeah, absolutely, as you should, you know. And you guys need to get me some MP3s if them. Do you have them?
We're working on some stuff. We're gonna put some stuff out, and get some stuff on the interwebs.
You need to do that, and need to get them to me so I can play them on this show and other DJs can play them on this show or any show.
Indeed,
you know, it's important. It's beautiful music that needs to be heard.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing some really nice stuff.
This is awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, really, really great stuff. Your lyrics are beautiful and sad, and of course I can relate, but who can't relate? You know? Who can't?
What we're trying to do is connect, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I thought you know, first of all, I just need to say that, like, first of all, I got all this connected, like, can they say the F word? I'm like, no, you can't. And then you asked me, and you didn't say any bad words. Like,
there was one that I had to peruse around. I had to navigate a different alternative route.
I think we were more concerned in conversation, too, just accidentally letting something slip.
Okay.
There were a couple times I've double, like, checked myself.
Yes.
Like, I've been like, did I just say something?
Uh-huh. I know. That was a very responsible question for all of you to ask. Thank you. Because on this station, you can't. On some, you know, you can. But, all right. So you don't have any MP3s currently. Do you have any CDs? Well, are you on Bandcamp?
We have some stuff on, like, SoundCloud. Honestly, the best place to go is we have an Instagram. It's at Escher, E-S-H-E-R.
I know, Birch, but you have like three things posted on there. Do you need me to take it over?
Yeah, I kind of could use somebody to manage.
I was like looking for it. I'm like, Escher, can like, there's three things. There's a picture of two rocks and like a...
Like, yeah, that's actually a very accurate. I can tell you perused my Instagram.
I did. I told Noah, I'm like, I need a picture of these guys so I can promote. You know, we gotta get to promote the piece, and I'm happy to do all that. Like, help you. Just, you know, I'm not really gonna take over your Instagram, but if you guys are, you get on Bandcamp and 100%. Start. You know, yeah, and that's a great place. I'll just tell you, as a DJ, it's a really fast, wonderful place for me to find music during my shows at the last second. A lot of us do that. We'll jump on Bandcamp. Boom, find it, play it, you know, and so you definitely want to do that.
Definitely.
And the thing that's cool, you guys probably know about it too, where it'll put your stuff out, and so other people from faraway lands could find your stuff too.
Did not realize that. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's very cool because I've been on, you know, trying to find music before my shows or whatever. And they have like that little ticker, like, you know, like they have at the bank, like,
yeah, okay.
It shows like so and so just bought this and so and so just bought this. And it's all the different genres. So it'll tell you. So it's kind of cool. And I actually found some great music going to that little ticker to say, like, oh, what's that about?
Wow.
Yeah. So you definitely, it's a great way to kind of get stuff out there.
Definitely have to check that out. Yeah. We have some songs in the proverbial, in the oven. They're getting ready. And so we'll definitely be having some stuff out onto like probably Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and then also like Spotify and Apple Music and such, kind of towards the end of the year.
How could people get in touch with you guys? Like, let's say someone right now listening to WMFO, I was like, I want those guys to open for me. How do they find you?
I would say just follow and DM the Instagram account. That's at Escher, E-S-H-E-R .K-E-O.
I post it on Instagram too. So if you see my Instagram up there, you'll see the little thing. And so ESHER.KEO.
Indeed, yeah. And just slide in the DMs and we'll get back to you.
As long as you don't go into like the ones they never find, you know, like, we want you to model our jewelry. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I will be I will not take any business offers aren't music related.
No solicitation.
Yeah. No solicitation. Exactly. All right. It's awesome to see you. Do you have anything else you want the public to know about you, or where do you have a gig coming up? Anything going on like that?
We're playing a house show on Friday, but I think we're going to keep the address of that under wraps just for the sake of our host. But okay, we'll definitely
ladies
be
and gentlemen
stuff.
Of WMFO, you are not invited.
You can do more.
Yeah, there'll be more.
Definitely some shows in Boston upcoming for sure as well. Check the Instagram page; it's all there.
All right, perfect. Check that. No, it's not.
Yeah, there's nothing there. It will get populated with stuff
there's
soon.
Nothing there. There's two natural rocks photos. And one poster.
This is my procrastination at work.
That's all right. I'll tell Noah to keep kicking your butt.
Yeah, I just gotta.
You'll do it. You'll do it. You know, it's coming. You're it's busy coming. Writing these beautiful songs. I mean, indeed, this indeed. Is like your heart.
I know. It takes so much time. I can't do all the other business stuff.
Yeah. I know. No, that is the challenge of all artists, though. Really, is that we're not typically business-minded people,
indeed.
And so it makes it tricky. But so you need to keep writing these songs because you're doing a really good job. And I'm not just saying that.
Like, I really appreciate that.
I mean it. Like, even when I knew you coming to know us, you didn't. I'd be like, hi, Birch. You'd be like, hi. You know, that's like standard. That was kind of standard teenage person anyway. But for me, what I'm very impressed with, too, is when you write songs that are extremely vulnerable like that, it has to be pretty overwhelming to even sing them to the public, to put them out to the world.
Yeah, I just live in a stress-filled chaos. You know, it's just my melody, or my motto, I should say, is if every day of your life is chaos, you know, what's a little bit of more, you know? Yeah. It's just
add
just
it to the mix.
Ride it out, exactly.
Well, it's cool that you put it in such a soothing, peaceful.
Indeed.
You know, and the contrast to the lyrics to the beautiful music is nice too.
I like to make it upbeat and just kind of crush your soul
at the same
on the
time.
Verbal side, yeah, but then lift you up with the BPM, yeah.
Totally. Indeed. And that's life. C'est la vie, man.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
All right, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Esher Keo. Thanks so much for coming in,
you
guys.
Thanks
really
for having us.
Really
wonderful. All right, we're going to go into some Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, and then in about 15 minutes, we have got Paper Tigers warming up in Studio D as we speak. Don't go anywhere.
Sewing a stitch in my right, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness wait. Last calls and long last restraint, enthrall and nothing all the words. You look perfect.
Garden right there with a new song called Come Back, WMFO Medford on the Town with Mikey D. And before that, what did we hear? We heard, oh, American Ocelot with Million Things and Oops, What's Happening? Stop. And Carissa Johnson before that with a great song called Something Good, and started off that set with Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys and Reckless. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have in Studio D, we have Paper Tigers ready to go. Enjoy the show.
What's up, WMFO? We're Paper Tigers from Boston, Mass. The song's called Charmer.
Serve to be here more than anyone. Yeah, come on! You and I. They represent the worst of us in the establishment. They have no right to call a society. The simpletons have once again refused to make amends, blindsided by their own notoriety. Yeah, come on!
This next song is called Wedding Cake. That last song, Charmer, and this song, Wedding Cake, is off our new LP that is currently out called Charmer. Wedding Cake. We'll be right back. songs. That song's called Animals. It's an oldie but a goodie, and we brought back for Charmer. We hope you enjoy it. Again, you can find all of the songs online currently under Charmer. This song's called Animals.
Set you this time of year. Predators of all are calling you. Predators of all are calling you. As the rabbit run, you can't catch it.
This song's called Goldmine. It's an old song we've got online for the music video if you want to check it out. Goldmine.
I bet you'd set yourself on fire. Something I admire. Maybe
appreciate it. Again, we're Paper Tigers from Boston, Mass. We just had a record come out yesterday called Charmer. You can find it everywhere online that you stream music, and we're really proud of it. Check it out. This next song is an oldie, too. It's called Ursa Minor. A new song. It's not off of our record, but we wanted to play it anyways. It's called The Golden Calf. Bonus track.
Bonus track. And this was in six, right?
I think so.
This is in six. Watch me for the changes, guys. Right. Golden Calf, here we go.
I feel so WMFO world. We have four songs left. Again, thank you for tuning in. We're Paper Tuckers in Boston, Mass. We've got a show in Providence, Rhode Island on the 29th at FET. I hope I'm saying that right. If you're in the Providence area, you want to come check us out, please do. What do we have next, Cuddy? What's after that?
Let's play The Drugs, man.
Okay, let's play.
Oh, yeah,
The Drugs? Show. Yeah, what shows do we have after the 29th?
Oh, we got an O'Brien's gig, right? November
3rd. Oh, yeah, November 3rd at O'Brien's in Alston, Mass, where three-fourths of we are from.
Yeah, we don't want to give it all away here, though, because we got the interview later.
Right. And that's right.
We want to give Destiny all the pertinent information.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have any questions about wanting to see where we play live next, check out PaperTigersUSA.com. That's our website. And you can find us on all social media everywhere at PaperTigersUSA. All right, The Drugs are kicking in.
I think this is my favorite song to play live.
Mine too, actually.
Yours too, Matt?
Yeah, 100%.
Just the beat here is so tricky, man. I love it. You guys want
to... Big ups to WFO for having us